This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Today is the last day to submit nominations for the Lok Sabha elections second phase. The elections will be held in 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency in this phase. A part of the outer Manipur constituency will go to polls in the first phase. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this second phase. The voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of April. The scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will be done tomorrow, except in Jammu and Kashmir, where it will be held on Saturday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the NDA government is making all efforts to make India a developed nation. Addressing a rally in Jamui in Bihar today, Mr. Modi highlighted the major achievements of the current government. Mr. Modi said, India has become the first country to successfully land a spacecraft on the moon's south pole. The Prime Minister said that under the BJP-led NDA government, India has started hitting back at those supporting and indulging in terror activities. Mr. Modi added that NDA has strengthened the country and its global image in last 10 years. Mr. Modi was canvassing for Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas nominee Arun Bharti. Senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi and Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today took oath as Rajya Sabha MPs. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar administered the oath to them. 12 other newly elected Rajya Sabha MPs also took oath. They include R.P.N. Singh of BJP, Sanjay Kumar Jha of JDU and Ajay Makin of Congress. Congress spokesperson Gaurav Vallabh today joined the BJP. He has resigned from all party posts this morning. He was inducted into the party in the presence of BJP General Secretary Vinod Tavade. Former Bihar Congress President Anil Sharma also joined the BJP on this occasion. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has denounced the misleading assertion made in messages circulating on the social media platform WhatsApp, which purports that government employees cannot cast their vote through postal ballot. In a social media post, the ECI said that eligible officials on election duty can cast their vote through postal ballot at a designated voter facilitation centre. The commission has urged the people to beware and not pay attention to these misleading and fake messages. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar interacted with the students of Rashtriya Military School, Dholpur, at the Parliament House in New Delhi today. The students are participating in a three-day study visit program organized by Rajya Sabha. Agni Prime missile has been successfully flight tested in Odisha yesterday. The flight test was conducted by Strategic Forces Command along with Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha. According to the Defence Ministry, new generation ballistic missile Agni Prime met all the trial objectives, validating its reliable performance. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has congratulated the DRDO, Strategic Forces Command and the Armed Forces for the successful test. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Grushko said that the Russia-NATO relations are worsening, but Moscow has no intention of entering a conflict with a NATO country. In comments to mark NATO's 75th anniversary, Grushko told the Russian state news agency RIA today that relations were predictably and deliberately deteriorating, and all channels of dialogue between Moscow and the alliance had been brought to a critical zero level by Washington and Brussels. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will take on Punjab Kings at Ahmedabad today at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Delhi Capitals by 106 runs at Vishakhapatnam. The IMD has forecast heatwave conditions over parts of East and Peninsular India during the next 4 days. Heatwave conditions are likely over north interior Karnataka, Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal and coastal Andhra Pradesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.